everyone. This is Deborah Taveras, one of the Wide Awake News member team members, reporting to you this first Friday of every month from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Our website is stopthecrime.net, and you can listen to us on wideawakenews.com. We're going to have an extremely packed hour during this broadcast. We're going to be really throwing out quite a bit of very hard-hitting information. So I'm hoping that everybody will take some notes, certainly listen to this broadcast in the archives, because we're under massive assault. We have a predatory corporate government that is using all methods of silent weapons system to attack and assault every single one of us on a daily and nightly basis, 24/7, 365. It is relentless. And I'm not intending to scare people when I say this. I want people to engage and get past the shock and horror of what is happening to mankind as we speak. And again, stopthecrime.net on the source document tab has some critical documents to understand what we're going to be talking about this evening. I am going to be bringing in a guest also here shortly, but I wanted to certainly have you note some of the just added items on the just added link of stopthecrime.net. We've also been attending many local meetings here where I am in Northern California, about an hour north of the Golden Gate in Sonoma County. We're now under water restrictions. It's going to increase because our water corporations have partnered with NASA, the Scripps Institute, and NOAA. And all of these are privately, they're incorporated private corporations listed on Dun & Bradstreet doing business for profit. They are not for the benefit. In fact, as you many of you know, NASA is involved in weather manipulation, and you can go to toxicsky.org, and you can look at the documents and NASA's involvement in the global weather manipulation. And I can say to you that, of course, most of you listening know that geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate, and we are in an engineered drought here in California. The rest of the country is completely engineered. And we are now being told that we must massively reduce our water consumption here in California and that we are not able to fill swimming pools other than to just keep them topped off. We're talking about a stage two where we are now and then moving into a stage three. This is, of course, a manipulated weather event. Everything that the corporations and the international bankers, of course, have been doing is one gigantic fraud, and all of this has been at our expense. And we know that this is a massive manipulation of the weather and the economy. This is an economic warfare and a weaponized weather warfare and targeting individuals as well. I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But again, I'm boots on the ground here in Northern California reporting what I'm seeing on the front line of the implementation of all kinds of corporate policies that are coming out of the White House via the executive branch and executive orders. And I would say we're going to build tonight's program upon the reality that, sadly, as a result of 1933 and, of course, even prior to 1913 when our monetary system was taken over by the Federal Reserve, we are not a sovereign country, and we are, in fact, told under Senate Report 93549 that we are the enemy of the state now, and we are. When you consider toxic additions to our food supply, chemtrailing with poison administered overhead and more, nanotechnology, et cetera, being dumped on us from the chemtrailing program, and fluoride and chlorine in our water supply, et cetera, we are the enemy, and we do not have a representative government. So what do we do about it? Well, I'm going to talk about that right now because I'm going to encourage everyone to go to stopthecrime.net, to the Climate Action Plan link, where you can click and print off the questionnaire, the corporate questionnaire when people start knocking on your doors to do energy audit assessments in your home. So this is just some news I would like to share immediately, and we're going to bring in our guest. He's from British Columbia, and we're going to be talking about mind control and the type of electromagnetic weapons that are being used on targeted individuals, and now we're all in the crosshairs too. So when you hear us talk this evening, I want you to know that this is a massively expanding electromagnetic system that is being set up for mass mind control. Most of us are in some degrees of mind control, certainly because we have been told falsehoods in our educational system. We don't even know our true history. And for that, I would like to urge everyone to read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars and also The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by retired Judge Dale. These are free downloads off StopTheCrime.net. So I want to introduce my guest right now, and we're going to get into what we see happening as far as weather, technotronic, also pathogenic, genetic, chemical warfare, weaponized food, water, medicine, technologies that have completely destroyed many people. And we're going to talk about the aerosol program. So Alex Hunter is my guest, again, from British Columbia, or I should say he's there now. He has been an avid activist for many, many, many years, an investigative reporter, and president and co-founder of the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded. He has many accolades. He's also involved in the Brutal Truth Movement, a worldwide movement. And it's important to understand that none of these organizations for Alex really got off the ground and went very far, because members that were involved in this were subject to electronic censorship, sabotage and attack, an electronic behavior modification, and assassination. Now, I'm telling you these things about Alex's background not to scare you, but I can tell each and every one of you that are listening, war has been declared. We're in a silent weapons system. We're all on a battlefield, whether you choose to be or not. And now, at this moment in time, our battlefield is an information battlefield. We've got to get this information out. There are definitely protections that people can do by knowing that we have cell phone towers and antennas being deployed throughout the United States, Canada, globally, and the smart meters. This is an intentional grid system. So with that having been said, Alex, are you on the line with us now?
I am.
Terrific, Alex. I was telling people your background. Is there anything else you would like to add to that? Because I really want to jump into what we know is occurring now with the increased cell towers, et cetera, and some of the things that you're experiencing up there in Canada.
Well, I'm sitting by one that's going up right now. It's one of those monster ones you described to me, with transmitters that are about 3 to 4 times the size. I'm about 50 feet from it right now, and it's lying on the ground, the top component that's going to go up on top of the column, and it looks like I'm trying to figure out what kind of steel it is. And what's happening is these monster towers are going up all over the place, and what they're doing is they're irradiating, microwaving, mentally mutilating people. As Dr. Jose Delgado stated in 1974 at Yale, that they were going to do, men didn't have the right to determine their own future. They should be mentally mutilated. And he was the one experimenting with frequencies and RFID chips on things like bulls and people, probably. And also that Zbigniew Brzezinski, U.S. Foreign Policy National Security Advisor, war criminal and shadow government frontman, spoke about in his book Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era in 1970. These towers are going up all over the place. There's so many of them going up. It's ridiculous. And you still don't get cell phone reception.
Well, that's right. They're not Yeah, they're not intended, of course, for cell phone, other than, of course, the cell phones are an added weapon component. So certainly if they can advance coverage, and I would invite everyone to go to antennasearch.com and know what Alex and I are speaking about. You can type in your address. You can get a perimeter for 4 mile radius with your home or any address you type in. Find out where these weapons are being deployed nearest your homes in your communities. It's important to know, Alex, too, and I know that you know that the Telecommunications Act of 1996 suspended in the United States any opportunity for any city to oppose a cell phone sighting within their city based on health claims. So, because buried deep in that 1996 Telecommunications Act, and that would be in Section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevented local governments from hearing objections. This is extremely important to understand. We're being run by corporations. We're USA Inc. We have mega banks, corporations, and this is for Canada as well, that are posing as a representative government, and of course, they are not. And you will find in their corporate charters, they are void of any terminology that at all describes a human being, because corporations are not human. And this is why all of these things that you're going to hear us talking about are legal. It's all legal. It's legal to put these towers up. It's legal to spray you with chemtrails. It's legal to put GMO in the food supply and other poisons and toxins that are already there, and fluoride, et cetera. But to the book that you referenced, Alex, I think that was excellent. I'm glad you mentioned it, Between Two Ages with Brzezinski. I'm just going to read a couple of lines on page 57 of his book, because I do think that's a very important read for everybody. But he talks about in here that this would be an inexpensive victory. And essentially, even robots would be involved. And they could. And he also said that they would be able to artificially excite electronic strokes, and that the system would seriously impair brain function of large populations in selected regions over extended periods of time. And he said, well, no matter how deeply disturbing the thought of using the environment to manipulate behavior for national advantages, the technology permitting all of this would be available in a few decades. Now, he wrote this book in 1970, and then the footnote under this talks about the use of weaponized weather programs, and how, and also the fact that they would use chemicals and biologicals that would thoroughly weaken populations. May not kill everybody at first, but it would take down the population and make them docile for an easy takeover. And again, the storms and droughts weakening a nation's capacity, forcing it to accept the demands of the competitor. So we are facing sheer danger, Alex, and I know that you've personally been targeted.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about that. As soon
would you
as,
explain
saw,
to people?
Sure. Yeah, as soon as we saw the covert domestic use of advanced withheld and weaponized technology for political control in an online forum, I recognized its advantage in warfare and its significance to humanity, Mother Earth, her creatures and ecosystems right away. And I just deliberately got myself targeted because I felt somebody had to expose it from an intimate perspective. So as I intended on writing about it and being an investigative reporter and exposing it, I didn't care if I died doing that. I deliberately drew the fire by standing up higher than everybody else in the forum. And I was in the Byron Pryor Forum in fall 2009 after I came out of Dr. Rebecca Carley and Jane Burgermeister's forced vaccination forum. So immediately I was attacked and incapacitated to a point where I was having the worst chest pain of my life and falling asleep at the same time, really quickly into the first hour, I guess, of my effort to do this. And I immediately had to recalculate my strategy because I wasn't prepared for something like that. I didn't realize it would be fatalistic. So my heart was it felt like it was being torn, possibly forced to beat against a valve that was closed or I don't know what. And I was also falling unconscious and banging my head on the shelf in front of my monitor, above my monitor, at the same time. And those two things just don't go together. I also had tachycardia and a heart rate of 300 beats a minute. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's what it was. That evening when I woke up from what I could only describe as a satanic lucid dream, which was steered and induced with electromagnetic means. So my eyeballs were blood red, like they were as red as a tomato. And when the attack came on and I ran down the hallway to the bathroom and to wake up the children to go to the hospital, I didn't have any choice. I kind of had to, I knew not to go to a hospital, but I had to anyway. I thought I was having a heart attack or something. And by the time we got to the hospital, my eyeballs were pink. And it took 15 minutes for them to measure my blood pressure and take my heart rate. It was at 130-something 15 minutes later, so it had gone down considerably. And my blood pressure was a little odd. And then by the time I got home, my eyes were white again. So that was a very obvious manipulation using electromagnetic warfare. So since that time, it's happened routinely, and it increases in direct correspondence with my activism and my efforts to form supergroups like I tried with you, Alan Watt, Dr. Carly, etc. You know, I try to pull everybody together, Magnus Olsen, it doesn't matter who. And when I'm doing the Brutal Truth Movement and I try to put out information packages, DVDs and information on bumper stickers and stuff that would stick on traffic control devices or wherever, all over the place where they're most visible. We had the most horrific forms of mind control being perpetrated against our groups. And it's not just one, but several of them, so much so that I've actually identified that there's patterns that repeat. And it sort of seems to me they're using a software program to do all this.
Now, Alex, I want to ask you, because, of course, I've talked and I know many, many TIs, they call them TIs, targeted individuals. And, of course, we know there's hundreds of thousands globally. This is not a new conversation. For those that have not heard this discussion before, go to stopthecrime.net, go to the mind control link, and start spending some time there to understand everything that you hear Alex talking about is happening to, again, hundreds of thousands of people globally. Now, Alex, many people talk about being chipped, and they will go and get MRIs, and then they have to change the contrast of what the normal contrast is when you get an MRI, because the contrast that normally comes in those MRIs are too gray. You have to take out some of the gray for some of these chips to show up, and I've seen such documentation. Do you know whether you are chipped or are you being stalked with gang stalkers that are using electromagnetic weapons and directing the energies at you in your home? Do you know the ways in which you are being perpetrated?
I'd say it's neither. It seems to be being perpetrated through the technotronic grid. Because I've gone out looking for anybody using that technology against us if it was handheld, and we went out hunting them. I mean, if there was someone around, we wouldn't have bothered to call law enforcement to deal with them.
Right,
you know,
right.
They're microwaving my children. They're harming my children. That's all. That's already crossed that line, and I wouldn't be bothered to phone them because they're on their side. Like, they... The constabulary, the police forces, national, like federal or provincial or municipal, are all controlled through an hierarchy, and they're working for the to protect and serve the world's leading criminal and terrorist organization or organization.
Well, they're of course all incorporated. They're getting their paychecks from the corporation, and they follow the agenda of the corporation. I think everyone needs to fully understand we're in a corporated structure. We do not have any representation. But I wanted to ask you this too, Alex, because what we now have happening in the United States is most recently the utility companies announced that they were going to start increasing the height of the infrastructure, the poles that deliver the utility lines, where they were normally wood power pole. Now they're going to be 90 feet in height, increased in height to 90 feet. They're steel poles. And they were saying that there's the reason they're doing that is there's concern near schools and in neighborhoods of the EMF, the electromagnetic frequencies, coming off the power lines, otherwise dirty electricity. And I hear a break coming up, Alex, and so we'll continue this on the other side of the break. You're listening to Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I'm a Wide Awake News team member reporting 1 hour north of the San Francisco in Golden Gate Bridge in California. Hang on. We're going to resume our conversation with Alex in just a moment.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. You can listen to this broadcast on WideAwakeNews.com. Also, I wanted to at this point announce that monthly we have a monthly marathon on UnitedWeStrike.com. The second Saturday of the month, it's an all-day marathon. and I am featured at noon Pacific time. I want to thank everyone for joining today. Again, I'm featured as part of the Wide Awake News Team the first Friday of every month from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And prior to the break, we were talking with Alex, and we're talking about how these electronic weapons are being used on society today. We're talking about bioelectromagnetic weapons. We're talking about the fact that the military has many documents that we have posted on our website. These weapons are weapons that operate at the speed of light. They can kill, torture, enslave without making physical appearance at all. And this is all part of the silent weapon system. And they're torturing many hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. And they're enslaving and making people hear voices in their skull. That's synthetic telepathy. I would recommend everyone, again, do a little research on synthetic telepathy. But now, Alex, prior to the break, we were talking about cell phone towers, and I was talking about the fact that they've increased the heights here in the United States and starting to replace the height to 90 feet on steel poles. And they're doing this in neighborhoods and around schools. There are no permits being pulled for this. There's no environmental impact studies being done for this. This is actually expanding the ability to emit dirty electricity into the environment. Now, what is dirty electricity? Well, it's transient frequencies that are on the power line, and they don't need a direct wire connection. They go through the air. They travel into our bodies from the wiring that is used as a carrier in our homes. And something else, Alex, that I read recently, they're going to be able to use unmanned vehicles, drones, and they can land on the infrastructure, on the wires, and recharge. And they would therefore never have to land. So when we look at this future that's ahead of us and the fact that you are personally a targeted individual, what is your sense that people are becoming more aware of this reality that we are all facing now?
It's being measured by the ruthless ruling group, as they're always decades ahead in planning and things like that. So they use the web, the net, as a trap to classify and process people. If you're a general or a military strategist for the globalist military, you would want to know where all your enemies were. So basically they use this as a form of classification. Our online activity, the things we say on radio, et cetera, like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're on Facebook, social networking. It's the net, the web. That's their big joke. So I definitely feel that's something that's going on. And I also feel that the technology that they're using is so much further ahead than most people are even saying on live talk radio, just from my intimate experience with it. And I'll give you a for instance. Usually when I would type things on my computer and write articles about this, I used to write four-page articles, like the big four-page middle of the newspaper thing, in about a day, and I'd edit it myself, and there were a few mistakes. Now I can basically only write things that are about maybe a page long. I had trouble with my bio today, just for instance. And so I noticed that it's probably because I'm triggering. I say so many key words, like so many trigger words, in any given paragraph, that I should try and do it offline. So here,
now explain what you mean when you're having trouble with your typing, because I know that this is a very common practice that they intercept your ability to work on your computer. But explain your experience with that.
Well, they basically temporarily or somewhat temporarily lobotomize you, like can turn you into a vegetable, and that's in the extreme, and then there's varying shades of it. So they can incapacitate your ability to speak, think, articulate things, your grammar, your punctuation goes, and you'll be doing things that you'd never have done, like forgetting words you've said 16,000 times or, you know, forgetting things that were very important and pertinent to the conversation, and pretty soon you just seem like a babbling idiot. And in one case on radio, before it was okay, I actually mentioned that one of the radio show hosts that used to keep my advanced activist advisory on air, her husband and she were complaining of having heart pain leading right up until this event, and it was electromagnetically induced. They had the worst time keeping my show on the air. They said it was the hardest thing to keep on the air. Also, Dr. Carly was on that network, and she was having problems as well.
Well, I certainly know that they control it all, and that's their intention. They're wanting to control all energy on the face of the planet, including our brains and our minds, and we are in a we are in a psychotronic warfare now, and it is really, I guess, the easy way to explain it. It's like having an electric dog fence, and you have collars, and we're bumping up now against the frequencies. It's going to reduce people's ability to travel because people are going to be hit with the cell phone towers that are lining all of the roadways. In fact, I want to shout out this website because this is an extremely important website to go to. It's a global website where you can go on Google Maps and see how they've already got us wired up. It's called Sensorly, SENSORLY.com. Again, Sensorly.com. And I would recommend you go to it. They say the stated goal of that website is so that those of you with different cell phone providers can see if you've got coverage. Well, of course, the real goal of that website is to see how well they've got the planet covered on all of the major roads. And you would be really surprised to see. And another thing, too, Alex, that we've discovered on these antennas and the cell towers, they have multiple carriers on these towers. So you're not just being blasted by one carrier. You're being blasted by multiple carriers. And I'm seeing people now that are literally having to move out of the city areas where they're more densely populated because the electro smog is such that they simply can't survive. Now, what are you finding with kinds of things that help you stave off some of these attacks?
Okay, well, I'll just finish what I was saying before that happened. And then I'll get to that. So what happened was that that woman's husband had an electronically induced heart attack and died. So that would be the extreme level of electronic behavior modification, what they call electronic behavior modification, which was basically the pilot programs for these things were like MKUltra and other such programs developed in psychiatric institutions with people like Drs. Mengele or Ewan Cameron up here in Canada in Montreal at McGill University, and Dr. Delgado and Brzezinski and George Bush Sr. and people all developed this technology, put out this big lie about global warming so they could justify the spraying of our sky with aerosolized aluminum metal oxides and a myriad of other elements. But they're toxic, carcinogenic, radioactive, and pathogenic. The pathogenic component is... It's advanced biological and genetic warfare, and they can trigger or multiply it with certain frequencies that they transmit through these towers. Now, I'm still sitting at the bottom of this tower. It's about half to three-quarters of an inch thick, because I'm looking at a tower now that's not erected. It's on its side, and it's going to go up. It's about three-quarters of an inch to about half an inch thick. It's steel, like galvanized steel. And it's got 14 sides to it on this pole, and it's approximately 3 feet in diameter. And it
Alex,
will be
I'm going to have you finish the description of that pole on the other side of the break. We're just going into a quick break right now. We'll pick it up on the other side.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures. life-changing secrets to reverse the effects of aging. You're key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com here with a question for my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. What do they know that we don't? Insiders and a who's who list of elite have made it crystal clear that we are headed for catastrophe, putting out warning after warning, urging people to batten down the hatches. Billionaire George Soros has recently been dumping stocks and at the same time acquiring millions in gold. In fact, in a recent interview, he was quoted as saying, "I'm not here to cheer you up. The situation is as serious and difficult as I've experienced in my career." Out of control government deficit spending and a Federal Reserve that's only solution seems to be print more fiat currency will lead to a weaker dollar and massive inflation on necessity items such as energy and food. If you have wealth to protect, please visit my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. Gabe Elton and the folks at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion have many Wide Awake News customers because they're honest, they're fair, and they won't sell you paper promises or product they do not have. Call Gabe Elton at 800-552-4109. That number again, 800-552-4109, or visit them online at austincoins.com.
Make a promise.
Well, we're back. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and we're talking to Alex Hunter. And just prior to the break, Alex, you were talking, and I wanted you to proceed. So please go ahead.
Okay. So I just left the location because it was getting kind of hot there. Literally, too. I was heating right up. I'm being microwaved just for doing this, I guess. These galvanized steel poles, the new ones, they're over 100 feet high, so they hold the top of the tower, which is about 10 feet in structure. So it's about 110 feet high, I guess. At the base, it's about 3 feet or maybe slightly less than 3 feet in diameter. And as it's a half-inch steel stock or possibly 3/4, I couldn't get that close to it because there's fences and people there. And security cameras. So I just went up and I did the best I could. But the power supply for this thing is going to be incredible, and they're going to add that after they put the tower up. And
now, are they disguising? Are they disguising these cell phone towers there as they are here in the United States? They're just making trees out of them.
Not in this case, no. And I've seen some of that, and I put it up on my Facebook page a while back. The only reason I have Facebook is for activism. And to get other people to realize that it's a trap, actually, and to show them what to do about it. But the boxes that supply the power for these things and the cables that go up to these towers are massive. And it gives you an idea of how much electricity it takes to send signals and how far they can send them and receive them. And it's actually a transmission and receiving system, and that's what most people don't realize. So I wanted to try and recruit or speak with some of the technicians that work on them, and I've made efforts to do that sort of thing. And I'll report on that as I learn more about it. What is very interesting is that most of these people are just compartmentalized, and they feel they're just putting up upgrades for 4G or whatever it is, and, you know, this new technology just as it advances. No time testing, and you already know about the irradiation from the splash or the spray fan that comes down from every transmitter. In Langley, where I live, there are two of these big towers with a lot of different stuff on them, tons of wire going up, tons of power at the bottom. You can just feel yourself getting fried when you go near the bottom of it, and you can hear the electricity going nonstop. But the interesting thing was that there was a massive water tower there, not massive in size insofar as height, but just diameter. and it had an aerial on top of it as well. I'm not sure if that antenna was for lightning strikes, which I'm going to go and investigate now, and I'm also going to another tower that's going up in our region here. And I want to be able to describe to people what this equipment is and how it works and how to measure the irradiation coming from it. And
well, Alex, I can tell you on our solutions page of StopTheCrime.net, people can go to that, and we make recommendations as far as the EMF testers that people can buy from StopTheCrime.net from the solutions page. And, again, we talk also about dirty electricity, and people that are hearing Alex talk right now, you can go to www.dirtyelectricity.net. That is Sam Milham's website about dirty electricity, and you'll understand exactly what Alex is talking about right now. So continue, Alex.
Okay, so fundamentally this is a twisted science produced by the world's most evil people. For complete control and enslavement of humanity. It was developed in psych wards and on target populations that were vulnerable, so persons that would be housed in institutions with no visitors and such. And unfortunately, they've got it to a point now where what was electronic behavior modification back in the 60s in the mental hospitals, as far as we knew, was electroshock therapy, like what happened to Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now what they do is irradiate, microwave, mentally mutilate with frequencies, incapacitate, so that means mentally and physically. You can get sick all of a sudden. You can get a sore throat, and all of a sudden you're in bed for 3 weeks. And it comes on like that.
Well, you know, we were talking... Alex, we were talking about that earlier, and we both recognize, and many of the listeners may not realize, that the frequencies are a carrier into your cells. And also, the vaccines that you've had before, which are, of course, laced with viruses, are activated. The viruses are activated when there's an increase of frequency. So you could have gotten shots years ago, and suddenly you're going to find these viruses are activated with the increased frequency. So this is an absolute assault. And I want you to continue, Alex, but I want to just have everyone go to the NASA war document on StopTheCrime.net. And also there's a link at the top of the homepage called No More Human. I would suggest you spend some time there as well. So take it away, Alex.
Yeah, and that's an excellent page. So I'm not sure if I was chipped or not, but I do have a circular thing of black spiky things sticking out the roof of my soft palate and hard palate where they meet. And you can see that on my Facebook page. So I'm Alex Hunter on Facebook, and you can see me holding a camera filming really grotesque skies because I film. I'm like Captain Chemtrail as well. It was character activism. I used to keep myself alive. I had to raise my profile so they couldn't get away with just killing us. And you know, they tortured my youngest child, and all my family has been terrorized and attacked, including even my father. He's a revered Canadian political journalist, and as he wrote an article critical of Canadian government, he said, "I got more and more sick with every word I typed. They're doing it, aren't they?" I said, "Yes, Dad, they are." "Bastards," he said. "I suppose they have the antidote, too, don't they?" I said, "Yes, Dad, it's called advanced military medicine, and they're not being targeted by the grid. Bastard." Then he said, "I don't suppose there's a point in time where we could stop talking about this and just get on with our lives, is there?" And I said, "No, Dad, we stop talking about it, they're not going to stop doing it." So he was going to talk with former Premier Bill Vanderzam, who's come out about chemtrails and got an FOI on chemtrails here in Canada, which was about 60% redacted, of course, and completely useless. And he said on March 18th, that he was going to talk to Bill and had a heart attack 2 days later. What a coincidence. My children have been terrorized and completely mind-controlled and manipulated, incapacitated, in Aiden's case physically, he's my son, and he's also been force-vaccinated after I was in the vaccination forum with, like, the force-vaccination forum with Dr. Carly and Jane Burgermeister in spring 2009.
Well, Alex, to this I want to certainly let everyone know that's listening that they're working hard in the United States now to eliminate the opt-out vaccination forms that you could get when you register your children in school. California passed a new law, and 17 other states are right on the heels. I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net. On the homepage, you'll see some information. It will link you up with parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.com. Again, that is parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.com. We have the latest strategies of not consenting. Everything that we're talking about, the only thing that we can do at this point is understand that your silence is your consent, and we must consent. We must throw as many, many sticks in the spokes of this monster as possible. And not consenting is one of the prime avenues that we can take. Alex, we're just about out of time here on the show. I want you to go ahead and wrap it up with any final thoughts.
Okay, so my feeling is that I'm not certain I'm chipped, but it's very possible I was. I've been in hospital so much since that car accident 16 and a half years ago in which they robbed, crippled, tortured, and tried to kill me so many times we lost count. But I think what's going on is that we're all breathing in smart dust, which works with the smart grid that you and I are covering, and you're doing such an excellent job. I really encourage people to go to Deborah's site. She's one of the most important activists I've ever met, and I'm very impressed with her, and I'm delighted you had me on the show. The way they're targeting us, in my opinion, is that we're all breathing in smart dust and nanochips. And it gives us a signal, like the phone I'm talking to you from is an iPhone 4S. Again, I only use these things for activism. And this particular thing has the ability to send and receive massive amounts of information.
Right. And I just want to pause you there because they're really turning us into cell phones. And in the NASA War Plan on page 43, they talk about the micro dust being used as a weapon. And they do tell us on page, again, 43 of the NASA War document, that it is a micron-sized mechanized dust which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into our lungs. It mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. And again, because we have an incorporated government, USA Inc., they say this is a completely new class of weaponry and it is legal. So that's what they're telling us in the NASA war document. That's exactly what you're telling us right now, Alex.
Yeah, it's a war crime, and it's quite clear to me and all the activists I've ever tried to work with that we're being divided and prevented from gathering. Just like Brzezinski says in his book, The Grand Chessboard, in 1997, one of the three tenets of the New World Order, or global domination, is to keep the barbarians from gathering. Well, that's exactly what's happened since I started to try and do activism, about 17 years ago. Every time we get close, a couple of people are hospitalized, a couple of people are incapacitated, a couple of people have headaches like they've never had before, etc. And it just falls apart because half of them are so afraid, or actually three-quarters of the people just run the other way. They're just terrorized. And they'll go after your youngest children or whatever. This is how they intend to get complete control of us. And once they have that, they're going to just eliminate us wave after wave. So,
well, that's exactly right. And we just need more people on this battlefield, Alex. I mean, we just need more information going out. We need everyone listening to this kind of information, doing your homework. Understand, we are Earth, Inc. And I can't underscore that enough. We do not have any representation. In fact, there's nowhere in these corporate charters that says that they are obligated for anything safe for us, and we can see that, obviously. We're under a psychotronic weaponized global warfare. And we have a YouTube posted. It's called The Cooking of Humanity, and I would urge everyone to watch that YouTube. Also, we have a YouTube posted that talks about the climate action plan. And it's entitled, Who's Running America? Just type that in or watch it on the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Anything else? What stands out in your mind right now, Alex, that people need to know immediately?
Well, they better fight back because they're dead if they don't. Lose your fear, stand up, and fight back hard. And as hard as you can because, not only are we dead, but we're doomed if we don't. And if we're going to leave any human legacy here on Earth and in the multiverse at large, for God's sake, let's not let it be the world's most pathological parasite.
You know, Alex, that was well said. Thank you. That's a perfect wrap-up to our show. I really appreciate your being on the program tonight.
Thanks very much, Deborah.
Thank you.
To brush the dust, bulletproof vest away. It's ironic, at times like this you pray, but a bomb blew the mosque up yesterday. There's bombs on the buses, bikes, roads, inside your market, your shops, your clothes. My dad, he's got a lot of fear, I know, but enough pride inside, nothing let that show. My brother had a book he would hold with pride, a little red cover with a broken spine on the back. He hand wrote a quote inside, when the rich wage war, it's the poor who die. Meanwhile, the leader just talks away, stuttering and mumbling from nightly news to play. The rest of the world watching at the end of the day, both scared and angry, like, what did he say?
You have been chosen, yes, you, to discover for yourself what thousands have already experienced, the most life-changing health product in the world. It's called Royal Velvet, and there's nothing else like it. Royal Velvet users testify to receiving hundreds of benefits, from reversing the effects of aging to mental clarity, as well as noticeably improved sleep, energy, libido, overall health, and so much more, including saving lots of money. This is the real deal, that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you will regret if you don't act upon it. Honestly, there is an extremely limited amount of raw material, making it available only to a select few, a very select few. So find out why you have been chosen. Go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner for an incredible surprise. Oh yeah, if you place your order before we run out of them, you will receive the eye-popping but simple-to-read book that tells you how to live in divine health, and it's free. RoyalVelvetNow.com.
In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. Three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.